Bei mir im Pulsstudio ist jetzt Mickey Echo. Mickey Echo kennt ihr sicher alle. Er ist ein Songwriter aus Nashville, Tennessee und hat vor 2 Jahren über Nacht einen Welthit gehabt. Dieser Hit heißt Stay, ein Duett mit Rihanna war das damals. Und ja, dann hat es ein bisschen gedauert, sich irgendwie aus dem Rihanna-Schatten auch wieder zu befreien. Das macht er jetzt mit seinem Debütalbum. Das heißt, Time ist auf der ganzen Welt schon erschienen, komischerweise aber bei uns in Deutschland nicht. Da kommt es erst im September raus. Irgendwie seltsam, oder? Mickey, maybe we should get one thing straight in the beginning. Your record, Time, is out in the US. I can order it on Amazon via Switzerland, but in Germany it's gonna come out in September. That's a bit confusing.
Yes, that is confusing.
What happened?
That wasn't my idea, really. Because I really wanted a global release for it, but I think the UK needed to... Well, they said they needed more time. So we gave him more time. I mean, I think next album is just going to be all at once.
So it's all business issues and stuff.
Yes, all business.
Yeah. But still, everyone was expecting it to come out a bit earlier, much earlier, to be honest, because of your huge success, of course, with Stay with Rihanna in 2013. But you wanted to wait and you pushed it back all the time. Why?
Yes, I did. I didn't feel like the album was done. When Stay took off, it really put things in perspective for me. I felt like I needed to go back and make... the songs more vulnerable to really push myself to make the... I was already pushing myself to make the best album I could, but I felt like I understood something new about songs. And really, I was going to put the album out that fall after Stay came out and after we performed on the Grammys. And I told my label, you know, I think I've got one more song to write. And between January and March, I wrote 5 songs that are all on the album and 4 of them are singles. And so for me, it was worth the wait.
Is that the reason why you called it Time? Because time, it was all about time all of a sudden.
Honestly, you know, that's always funny because it did take time to get to the finish line. But at the end of the day, Time was the very last song that I wrote for the album. It's the most naked song on the album. The production is really stripped and I really wanted to write something classic. So for me, when you hear that song, you get a sense of really just who I am as an artist and a human being and kind of what you can expect.
But still, time plays a very important role on the record. I mean, lyrically, where it's like, we've got nothing but time. The clock keeps ticking. We're too young to die today. I mean, you're young, your whole life and career is still in front of you. Why do you think about time so much and write about time so much?
You know, I guess it's just like growing up, I always had a sense of time, you know, and just how important, how precious every second is. I've always been the type who, looking back, it's so easy to lose yourself and to lose track of what you can do with time. And so really, really, it's about growing and being as diverse as you can be and not being afraid to let your colors fly.
Are you someone who lives rather or more in the future or more in the past or in the very present?
That's a tough one. I think I live a little more in the future. I mean, I'm always thinking about the future and I'm thinking about where I want to be, what I need to do to get there. But I think I'm very good at being here now. I mean, for most people, I think they can see it in my eyes. You know, I'll be in the room, but I'll also be somewhere else. And that's just kind of how I live.
Is it true that the 12 songs on the record were whittled down from around 250 songs you yeah. already had finished and written?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they weren't all amazing songs, but...
250! How do you do that? That must be the hardest thing on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, 250 songs, it was a really painful process. And what I was looking for were only the songs that pushed me to the very edge. So those songs, like, really, for me, capture a really important moment either in my life or in the spectrum of what I was trying to accomplish with the sound.
What I find interesting, you worked with so many different producers like Dave Sittek and Clams Casino and Benny Blanco and Ryan Tedler and so on and so on. What was the idea behind that?
A lot of it was about trying to find the sound. And for me, there were songs that needed the right touch and the right finesse. And there were songs that Clams and I would start that just didn't quite feel right when you heard it. It just didn't sound like it fit. So for me, it was all about finding the right collaborations to make the album work.
Wasn't it hard to find a homogenic sound for the record with so many different styles of producers and artists?
Yeah, you know, there were days when it would get frustrating, but I do a lot of my own production as well. So for me, what I really wanted it to come down to was the song and my voice. And when that's present on the album, that for me is what brings it home. It's just like one big journey.
Another producer you've worked with, not for years, but for his record, is Giorgio Moroder,
yeah.
who actually invented Munich Disco in the 70s, and he worked from here. How did that happen, that collaboration?
That was another one that was kind of like the Rihanna thing. I got a phone call saying, hey, Giorgio's heard this song. It was a song that wasn't quite right for my album, but I wasn't sure what to do with it. And I got the phone call from Giorgio, and literally he jumped on the phone call, and I was like, wow, I'm talking to a legend right now. And I was like, sure, man, let's do this. So we just traded notes back and forth, and there it is.
So you knew him, and you knew his work?
You know, I won't say that I could speak on his work in that regard, but like everybody's known his name from my generation, the work he's done on the Daft Punk stuff and with those guys has always been so cool to me. So to have that opportunity to kind of fuse what I do with what he does was a really cool opportunity.
Giorgio Moroder just said in an interview that producers and musicians don't really work together anymore. It's all via the internet and there's no direct exchange and it's all emailing and managers talking to each other. And he doesn't really like that. What's your opinion on that?
I think that can be really true. I mean, because then you can get stuck really easily, but I'm the kind of person who I've got really intimate relationships with every single person who worked on the album. I could call them today. Unfortunately, I didn't get to be in the room with Giorgio while he worked on the track or while we worked on it together. But for me, that sentiment is still very much alive. I mean, I think that he's right about that. And it has played into a distant relationship sometimes with the singer and the song.
One last question, Mickey. I've been listening to Time a lot, and I'm still not sure if I see it as a very euphoric or quite a melancholic record. Can you help me set my feelings straight?
I think you're feeling exactly how you should be feeling. I mean, for me, a lot of what was important on the album was getting the bitter and the sweet. And depending on how I'm feeling, I may go listen to one song or listen to another song, or take the full ride through the journey. But for me, it's about capturing that moment and keeping the tension there. So I think, you know, that playing into things down the line, you'll get to see how it plays out.
Thank you very much for being here. And see you when you're back in Germany in September and playing live.
Yes, absolutely. Pulse.